I have lived in Baltimore since December 27th, 1987, Baltimore City. I guess it's probably about 9 o'clock, so about 3 hours ago, I was at my house in Hamden cleaning the dishes, and my husband was in the living room with our three kids. And I heard a noise, and I was like, oh, something fell. Hopefully it's not a two-year-old. They're twins, so it happens a lot. And my husband came into the kitchen, and he's an emergency manager, so he has, like, a very good, like, something's afoot face. And he was like, did you hear that? What just happened? Something just happened. Something just happened. Something just happened. And I was like, yeah, did you drop something? Did Lincoln hit his head again? He was like, I think there's someone on our porch. And I was like, okay, let's look. And so we look outside, and we have a wooden couch thing on the porch. And then we have, like, three inner tubes, three scooters, three bikes. We have a lot of stuff on the porch. We're well-loved by our neighbors. And I was like, okay, the couch is definitely, like, off kilter. And I looked out, and a few of my neighbors were outside. And we have an insane 38th Street group text. There's, like, 16 people on it, including, like, two expats who live in Costa Rica and, like, this man who's, like, a sleuth on the side who moved away years ago but still investigates crime and, like, missing plants. And he runs the Hamden Safety Facebook page and does not live in Hamden. So he's on the group text. So, you know, the texts are coming in, and I see, like, Rob and Sam are outside, and I'm like, Chaz, like, maybe, like, what should we check? And Chaz was like, I think there is someone who, like, maybe was on our porch. I'm like, okay, well, let's go out. They're out there. Let's ask them. So we're like, all right, did you see anybody on the porch? And they're like, yeah, someone just ran down all the porches. And my five-year-old followed us, and then I'm, like, talking to Rob, who's a public defender, and he's like, oh, man, the body cam footage is going to be so good, which I guess he can see it. I hope we get to. And at that moment, like, Chaz noticed the porch couch, like, moved again, and the assailant popped out! And so we ran back inside and slammed and locked the door. I can't believe I'm saying this with a smile. It was actually really scary. So I, like, you can see me on our Nest Cam, like, pull my five-year-old's arm out of his socket. And we get back inside, and the person, like, jumped from our porch onto the next-door neighbor and, like, moved her out of the way and then kept going. And so, you know, Foxtrot's going, which it's still going. And that's the name of the helicopter, for those of you who live in Cockeysville. No shade. And so we look out back, we're locking all the windows and making sure everything's, like, secure, and the kids are still watching the Paw Patrol movie. Too bad Chase wasn't on the case. And the cops were, like, looking in two backyards over, so we were like, maybe he's still out there. And my son Arlo is like, what's happening? And we're like, well, it's a bad guy. And he's like, bad guy? A bad guy? And, you know, he doesn't know that they're actually real. So anyway, Foxtrot stops circling, and, like, the neighbors on the group text are still pacing, and, like, there's all these messages flying in. And they apprehended him and another guy, and they were, like, teenagers. Anyway, we have these really powerful videos on, like, this house, that house, Nest Cam. And he was, like, under our porch couch while we were standing there with a five-year-old going, like, what's a bad guy? And we were just standing there with him talking about him as he's, like, amidst all of this paraphernalia and children things. But he's been apprehended. And I hope the best, because he's a child, and, like, you know, I too am an educator. So, I don't know, it makes me want to volunteer for Thread or something or get back out there, but, right. So that was 3 hours ago, and I just, you know, thank God for the group text and the close neighbors, and, like, this city just, like, run amok with stories, right? Yeah, thank you. Thanks for letting me come back up. I'm just, like, pregnant with that story.